Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 210. 210 episodes of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about. I am back.
You just got an email alert.
I did.
Yes.
Actually, had to redo that intro.
Yes, this is a take two intro.
As I was getting pinged. We don't actually do multiple takes for this show.
It's a one take wonder. There's some editing. We'll be honest.
They cut out
a lot of the
middle part. Where we go, what's next?
Yeah.
So
that's
but
good.
But the rest of it, we come bringing you the stuff that's top of our mind because we've just been pinged about it.
And you've been off on vacation. You've been bowling. You've been doing all sorts of crazy stuff.
There was a team building event.
Yes.
That I went to. And then I was on vacation. After Build and Tech Ed, a lot of our, those
big
are my big deliverables for the year, I took a staycation.
Staycation.
I went to the dentist. I got my car serviced.
Nice.
I went to Home Depot.
Nice.
Deep cleaned the grill. Staycation.
Nice.
I'm all refreshed now.
That's very exciting. Very exciting.
Oh, last week, thank you, Joey.
You know, we did take a week off. Because
we did, yes.
Just so you know, you're not missing any shows. There's no hidden episode number
209 and a half.
You owe me a Coke. But Joey and I did manage to happen to sneak one in there for 208.
Yeah, yes, thank you, Joey, for filling in there.
You know, it's something in case you don't know. We do have a stable full of presenters.
We do.
That can help deliver ping. Because we all ping each other, right?
If they're not traveling the world.
Yeah, you know, I'll be in Barcelona next week.
Oh, good. So
you need to find someone.
We may have a guest host. It's the first time I hear about this stuff.
You got it. Sorry, I meant to put that in the email.
I realize. What are you there for?
I'm there for doing some preliminary scouting for TechEd Europe.
That's right. TechEd Europe is 21 weeks, 137 days.
I don't know. It's
days.
October 28th.
Through the end of October to the 31st. Yeah. It's the very end of October. Coming up, Barcelona. If you missed TechEd North America, you can watch the content now. We're going to have new stuff there, though.
You got it. We have two comments.
We do.
Actually, technically, one and a bit. One and a bit.
It's like when you look at traffic for websites. Yeah. Two views, one unique.
Yes. We have Develop KC was talking about going to a local store on June 6th, hopefully, to be able to go off and to try some out. There's a number of different activities going on right now where you get to try out and take a look at the Surface 3s.
Surface Tray.
And the interesting thing is, like, they're doing events, I mentioned, and there's actually a team of guys that and gals that actually carry 10 Surfi as carry-on to be able to fly from city to city. That's the maximum you're allowed to carry.
They're what, eight? What's... I want to say 100 millimeters.
I don't know what the number of grams
I'm thinking, the grams, I'm thinking, you know, 10 of them stacked on top of each other, you can probably still fit in a book bag.
Good.
Not even that big. But.
Anyway, so they don't check them. Hand carried between cities, between
when
events.
They say you don't have to take out your tablet.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Yeah. And
my 10 tablets.
I was doing a briefing over at the briefing center, and they don't even have a Surface 3, but when they get to use one, someone from the service team brings it over, they use it for the activity, and they take it back.
It's like they have a handler, like handcuffed to the...
Handlers normally for executives, Surface 3 have handlers
right now.
He's looking for an i5 or an i7, either 8 or 16 gigs, so based on which version you're going to be going for. And then looking at basically a budget. And that's typically how I ended up looking at it, too.
I currently do
not have approval from my CFA to go off and purchase one.
At the wife?
That's why I'm on version one right now.
I was going to say, which one would you get?
I would go for, see, I'm a snob. I want to have the i7.
Because
it would last longer, in my opinion.
I was looking at it. And there's actually better integrated graphics in the i7.
You can drive more monitors.
Yeah, it's the multi-mon support, the integrated graphics. I think it has a higher storage option as well.
Yeah, I would be getting the entry-level i7, not the max one.
Yeah.
Because I would save the $300. I think I actually said this in that episode. I'd save the $300 and put that towards the docking station for my desk.
Yeah, I'd be looking probably at the high-end i5.
Mm-hmm. The i5s you can get as the first release of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
That's also...
The 7 and 3s, you got to wait till later in the summer until production ramps up on those guys. But then he says, never mind.
So maybe that was completely off.
Maybe he decided to go with something different.
We fibbed a little bit. We have three more comments.
Oh.
Right here.
Snail mail.
You've got mail.
Babies, look at that.
Dead Tree Box has come through once again.
Nice.
So I don't know if you wanna.
I'll take this one here.
Yeah, that one.
This one is a one that actually came from TechEd.
It did. From Houston.
We have no idea who sent it. It just simply says, we'll take a picture of this so you guys can see it. Keep pinging.
I believe it says, from Houston. Keep pinging.
Oh, sorry, it's not it's the hello, pinging. Everybody, but it's keep pinging. Thank you very much, anonymous donor from TechEd. Keep pinging.
Awesome, awesome. This one, while Houston was a very nice location, this is from the Big Island. This is from Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
Which is, that one's really nice. This was, work in San Diego, vacation Hawaii, listen to Ping. Unknown programmer.
I
don't know if it's quite a haiku.
It's
not?
No, but it's almost haiku-like.
It is, it's next, awesome to get.
I think that might be our challenge this week, is be able to write us a comment on haiku or something.
Maybe.
You never know.
Maybe.
Stay tuned.
And then we got a whole actual like long letter. We're not going to read the whole thing. But thank you, Pierre, for a long thank you letter. And you do throw out your orange shirts because no one does quite wear them like I do.
No, he actually got mad at lunchtime because someone was wearing an orange shirt. Can you believe that?
Cramped my style. My style. I at that end, I think it was someone on some other show on Channel 9 was wearing one. I'm not saying it's only my thing. It's not. Well. Just, I make it look good.
He's protective about the shirts.
Let's start this show after a very long intro.
Lunchtime!
Happy birthday, Bing. You are turning 5, in case you missed it.
This many.
And just recently, I think actually Satya was mentioning in one of his public addresses, we are absolutely not selling off Bing, and we're not selling off Xbox.
That seems to be the hot
it's
thing.
It's a services,
what are we gonna
and it's
rid
a
of?
Device. So no, we're a service and devices company.
Bing powers Cortana.
Oh, it powers tons. So I mean, it's a example of a phenomenal service with a depth of energy and information there. So it's obviously evolved over the years, for sure. And I don't know about your household, but in my household, it actually has changed to become the default search engine,
so
which is a big thing in my house.
I used to work at MSN, so Bing has always been since that time. Actually, I was working in MSN during the time Bing came out.
Yeah.
And we had Live Search, live.com back then, which was like an evolution of some previous stuff we had.
Yeah.
And I remember that even us on the MSN team, we weren't told what the name was going to be.
Nice.
We were given all sorts of placeholder graphics that kind of had the same shape. I know there's different names being used, code names internally. And like the day of the launch, we finally got all the assets pushed to us in like a certain folder, and all of a sudden everything went live.
Update your sites.
Yeah, pretty much all at once.
I like this quote here. The best is not yet to come, but on the imminent horizon, says Microsoft.
Imminent horizon. So yeah, very soon future, coming on a lot of cool stuff. There are some new features that have been rolling out throughout the years that some of them stay, some of them go. Bing loves to experiment with stuff, which is a great way of learning what actually works. Rapid iterations. One of the cool things that everyone loves about Bing is the updated photo every day. Well, they have for their 5-year anniversary a homepage gallery you can go to. Just find some of them from the past 5 years. One of those new features that I actually really enjoy is music video search.
Oh, yeah.
Just rolled out this previous week. If you search for an artist, or album, or artist and song title, or something like that, you will get a different search. I was searching for some.
You're supposed to say it's a different search experience, right?
Yeah, so what they said is they found that through user experience, people searching for music videos had a different kind of experience than people searching for other things.
Mm-hmm.
Often you go to search to find a specific thing.
Yeah.
People who search for music videos would find one, and then would want to watch more. So over here you can see here's other songs from the same artist, here's a related artist, here's a bunch of different tracks and different remixes and videos and all stuff through here. But it's kind of neat. It's a new experience based on task-based, you know, I'm going to do something, let's optimize for that.
So, I did not know that. And that's simply going to the videos tab, going in and typing in your
I typed in Armin van Buuren Alone.
I don't even know if my kids know that. They probably do.
And then it said, like, search for videos. I did, and boom, there's everything.
Nice.
So that's cool stuff coming from Bing. Happy 5 years. Many, many more to come. Get ready to get ahead of the curve if you are a Kinect for Windows developer, because the Kinect for Windows V2 is coming out. Pre-orders are now available, and if you pre-order now, you'll actually be part of a select group that gets to play with it all before general availability.
Don't forget, though, those quantities are limited from what they're saying in the article, so get yourself in there and get yourself on that list. We should probably have checked to see if the list was still open. You'll let us know in the comments if it's not.
The list does seem to be open right now. By the time this airs, hopefully it still will be. Pre-orders will start shipping in July.
In July, yeah.
If you do get that pre-order, you also get early access to the SDK a few months before general availability is what they say. So there's, I don't know if there's an exact time on GA.
There's a couple of good sessions off on build. You can go off, take a look at here on Channel 9, obviously. The Reflection Health and Freaking Genius.
Yes.
Are two examples of people that have gone off and used stuff with the Kinect for Windows V2.
Improvements include increased depth sensing, full 1080p video, the improved skeletal tracking. For if you've used an Xbox One, you can tell the difference.
Oh, the thing I like is the for me is the situation in my house with the sunlight. I don't have sunlight issues anymore because you don't have to be inside this dark cave to be able to use Kinect anymore. You can actually just in your regular living room with bright sunshine coming in the windows and still works.
Huge improvements. Again, for those of you not familiar, it is essentially very similar hardware to the Xbox Kinect. Mm-hmm. The difference being that when you buy one for Windows, it actually comes with a full license to develop software for it and release that software and everything else.
Oh, okay.
So you can't take a Xbox Kinect, hook it up and sell it. And all that stuff. So
cool.
This is what you want to do for that. Check out the article for all of the links and notes.
I think we mentioned this one as a precursor. No, maybe it wasn't the last episode. I actually forget. My episodes are blending together. But this one is all about the Computex that just recently happened. This week, actually, it's wrapping up.
Out in Taipei.
Good place where a lot of hardware manufacturers, ODMs and OEMs get together and basically show off all the new stuff that's going on. In the technology world, wearables were big, but also there were some new announcements for new hardware devices and hardware things that are out there. HP has one that actually Engadget did a really good write-up on. It's called the HP Pro X2 612 laptop tablet device. And, people were concerned that if you have a, you know, tablet that actually is also a laptop as well that has a digitizer that you might be competing and having issues with competing with the Surface and sort of stuff, but this shows there definitely is other options in that category. This one's kind of neat because the docking station has, for this particular tablet that fits in, has a battery integrated into the full actual touch real keyboard, as well as having enterprise class features like TPM chips and full digitizer support. It runs on a range of different processors from a Celeron all the way up to the i5s. With that kind of combination, you're looking at about, from what they say in reviews, about 14 hours of battery life.
That's awesome. Seriously, 14 hours will almost get me through a full day of meetings.
Yeah, so that's 14 hours when you have the top with the bottom as well. So the bottom has the battery wedge on there as well.
You're kind of looking at
thicker.
A laptop
that
you can remove the keyboard and have a tablet, whereas I think the Surface feels more like a tablet, even though it's a full laptop in there.
Yep.
It's just kind of a different feel. You're looking more mobile, you're looking more rugged. This is a spill-proof keyboard, I
recognize. That's very important.
You may want to look into
that. I definitely need to look at that one. I've already toasted one of my keyboards down there. Spill-proof keyboards also included. There's also even a lighter version of the keyboard in case you don't want that extra battery power and you're worried about the weight consumption. So that's one of the announcements that came out of Computex as some other stuff.
Yeah, one of many. We won't go through all of them, but the one other one that I was interested in, haven't gotten a lot of details about, is a Panasonic ToughPad 4K tablet.
So this is the big guy, right?
It's a 20-inch.
Yeah, it's, we did some stuff at one of the earlier builds with hardware form factors, and there was the Sony, I think it was, that was a 20-inch one. I was drooling over it. It is not waterproof. this one here is actually ruggedized, which is interesting. I take that as a challenge. If anyone would like to, is it from Toshiba?
It's Panasonic.
Panasonic.
It's a Panasonic, full Core i7.
Panasonic would like to loan us one to see how it is.
How tough that really is.
I would do gentle use with it just to see how it can stand up. But it looks very impressive, just from the, probably have a video review link on there too, but very impressive stuff.
The inaugural code conference by Recode, I believe formerly All Things D, has just occurred, and Satya was down there to talk to Walt Mossberg and friends and showed off some really cool tech.
Very cool tech.
My favorite of which is what is being called the Skype Translator. Mm-hmm. So we've shown some research projects previously about real-time translation. What this is exactly what it sounds like. A Skype call between two people, video, audio, whichever, that happens on different languages and real-time translation happens in audio and text.
Through the power of the internet.
The power of the cloud.
Bing's involved in there too, somewhere.
So they say it's not just a, it is not just a sense of daisy chaining technologies. It's not just speech to text, text to Bing Translator, Bing Translator to
the audio
voice
and
synthesis,
then spins it out,
and back
yeah.
out. There's actually a large coupling of technology that happens. Conversational language is a lot different than you know just
The video of it is actually really cool. A little freakifying.
Yeah. It is.
A little freakifying, but it's very, very cool with the actually going through. You can tell that some of them are very rehearsed lines, and then some of them are just like stumbling upon how you're going to say the line, and it still freaking works.
Yeah. I mean, he stopped and said and some of the things, and it picks it up. It knows that those are just
It also shows you, you know, not 100% accuracy because it's not going to be 100% accurate.
It's a whole lot better than me speaking German, though.
Definitely.
Let's put it that way.
Definitely.
Hello, Diana. How are you doing?
Hallo Diane, wie dir es geht?
Hallo mein Freund.
Hello my friend.
Wow. Ist es wahr, dass du bald nach London umziehst?
Is it true that you were soon moving to London?
Yes, I'm currently planning to move there sometime between the middle of June to the beginning of July, if everything goes per track.
Ja. Ich plane derzeit dort irgendwann zwischen Mitte Juni bis Anfang Juli zu verschieben, wenn alles geht. Aber verfolgen.
Oh, ich liebe London. Ich habe ein Semester in Oxford studiert.
Oh, I love London. I studied a semester in Oxford.
So, Bing Translator app, the demo was that. It's obviously going to be available at some point in time. In the future,
it was a tech demo.
It's a tech demo.
It's something that's very, very cool. George Takei actually tweeted about it, saying, "Oh my!" But he actually said that it was a it was bringing Star Trek to life.
Yes. Oh yeah, definitely. I like that one there. The concept is up. Take a look at it.
Video.
Link is there. Yeah, link's there.
Yes.
You got it all.
This is the TechNet blog. You go there. The video's there. There's a write up. The whole deal. One of my favorite games from the previous generation has now coming to the next gen, and to previous gen again, Forza Horizon 2.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For those of you familiar with Forza, the car game, as I like to call it, not just a racing game, you can go there and just paint cars. You can go there and just
3D
tune
models
cars.
Of cars. It is, man.
It is car porn.
Yes.
You just can stare at beautiful models of cars. Well, Forza Horizon had a little bit of a storyline to it. You're at a festival, you're racing against other people. It was basically an open world car game. Really fun, really great, built on top of the beautiful Forza engine. The new one, Forza Horizon 2, will be coming out on 360 and on Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
The 360 version is actually being built on top of the previous Forza Horizon engine. The Xbox One version is being built on top of the Forza 5 engine.
Oh,
so if you've played Forza 5, you already know the fidelity that's going to come to this game.
I can't wait.
That is awesome. See,
now you just made me excited about this one.
I'm excited.
Maybe not the Forza game, but this looks good.
Right. No,
what's the dates? What are they saying? Are they saying dates?
I don't know if they said dates.
Just launching coming. This is probably a teaser talking about E3 stuff. Still.
I believe, yeah. So E3 is coming up
the
week we publish this. So I'm assuming more information will be coming about all sorts of juicy gaming stuff, but I think it was really cool. They gave there's actually a play test they have in. They actually have a hands-on preview in this article on IGN. So there's a bunch of stuff coming there. The cool thing I think is that they are leveraging both those engines. They're not doing that split.
Yeah.
Like we're making a game that works across both. We're gonna get the real good next gen goodness.
So about to say next gen goodness coming out. You gotta love those titles.
The Drivatar stuff is coming for both.
Forza
5. A bunch more that's coming.
Racing fans, start charging.
Thanks for joining us for another week of The Ping Show. This is episode
210.
In the can. It's good to have the normal crew back.
I know, and then I'm disappearing next week.
Well, for 1 week. It's a fleeting moment. A fleeting moment. That's right, next week I'm just going to be talking about E3 stuff.
Oh.
So it's okay.
Damn it. You get the good one. Come on,
follow the comments below, follow the show, follow us everywhere.
I was about to say, we got the Facebook duck.
We got Facebook duck.
This is the hashtag, ready?
Hashtag Ping Show. Chat with us all week on Twitter, that.
Also on Facebook.com/TheBingShow if you want to go off and leave some comments there. You can reach me at RicksterCDN on Twitters.
At Mark DeFalco.
And the question of the week this week, well, we challenge you at the beginning to see if you'd be able to write us some haiku. We don't really have a subject for haiku. Maybe you could...
Freeform.
freeform haiku somehow related to the Ping Show, maybe an episode suggestion, maybe
whatever you'd like, whatever we inspire you to say, which may be interesting to find out.
Yes.
Let us know in haiku form in the comments below or those other various methods. Can you tweet in haiku? I guess there's
It would be very efficient haiku because you only got 140 characters.
Right.
So you can definitely format
it. Minus 9 for hashtag Ping Show.
Oh, yes.
I do the math.
You're fast. That's good. That's good. We're out of here.
See
thanks a lot for joining
week.
Us this week. And I will see you next week. But hey, we'll still be here.
You'll watch that.
I'll definitely be watching. See you around.